Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Alogreto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Alogreto Vineyard Resort today.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Boys and Girls Club to hold Standing with Youth event in Paso Robles. City of San Luis Obispo increasing law enforcement activity ahead of St. Patrick's Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast is bringing its advocacy event, Standing with Youth, to the North County on Tuesday, March 26th at 11:30 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Club's Tom Moss Clubhouse, 3301 Oak Street, Paso Robles. CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast, Maria Fabula, will be joined by fellow panelists, PRJUSD Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and District 5 Supervisor Heather Moreno. The three will discuss the landscape of young people across the county and the unique challenges they are facing. The Boys and Girls Club invites business leaders, policymakers, and community officials to be a part of this luncheon event. Individuals interested in attending can register for their spot online at no charge at swypaso.givesmart.com. Yesterday morning, a juvenile crashed a car into Appy's liquor store on 28th and Spring Street and then fled the scene. Surveillance footage from the liquor store shows the driver of a Toyota driving out of the parking block on the side of the liquor store, hitting the store's wall facing Spring Street. The driver immediately fled the scene without speaking to anyone, though was found later by police. The damage to the building was not significant, pushing the wall forward by about 3 centimeters and damaging the ice cream machine inside. Owner of the store, Chad Maklos, was grateful no one was hurt and said the damage will be covered through insurance. Paso Robles Police Department also says they did not arrest the suspect. City of San Luis Obispo increasing law enforcement activity ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The city of San Luis Obispo is cracking down even further on large street parties leading up to St. Patrick's Day. Street parties are no longer welcome in the community, a release from the city says. To protect public safety, the city will once again take a zero-tolerance approach during the safety enhancement zones in March, increasing enforcement and doubling fines for certain violations. The city will be instating these safety enhancement zones these next 2 weekends, as well as on St. Patrick's Day. Over the past several years, increasingly dangerous and destructive street partying has occurred in San Luis Obispo neighborhoods near Cal Poly, which prompted a zero-tolerance approach and a change to city laws, the city says. They'll be working with Cal Poly on this enforcement, and the university will be holding an on-campus event to draw crowds away from neighborhoods. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser is coming up next Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center. Here's Emily Santoro, FFA chapter president at Paso Robles High School, talking about the upcoming event.
Our FFA Boosters Dinner is an annual event that our parent supporters host to raise money for our FFA chapter and our FFA chapter event. The funds support over 450 students in our ag department. The money raised goes to transportation costs, conference costs, contest competitions. They buy us livestock equipment. They have scholarships for us, and so much more. What we're doing is the event is on Saturday, March 14th at the Paso Robles Event Center. So the doors open at 5 p.m. and it's in the Estrella building. And we are asking if people want to buy tickets or tables to the event to just come support our ag program and help us continue to flourish and continue to grow the leaders that we know our world needs and grow the leaders that will continue to help us succeed.
Paso Robles High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, with FFA students as the waiting staff. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies. The burn is planned for today, starting at about 10 a.m. The burn will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Poza Road and Rinconada Road. The operation is designed to reduce flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires and to support long-term ecological health. Daylight saving time is set to begin this Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m. on Sunday. The official hour set forward by clocks will be instantly 3 a.m., sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, equaling more light in the evening hours and later sunrise in the morning hours. Phones and computers will adjust themselves automatically, but be sure to reset manual clocks. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Nuggets beat the Lakers 120-113, the Pelicans over the Kings 133-123, the Warriors beat the Rockets 115-113, the Bulls over the Suns 105-103. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, the Lakers will go against the Pacers, and tomorrow the Warriors will face the Thunder. In California news, earlier this week, California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks called on candidates to drop from the race if they do not have a viable path, citing concerns over a crowded Democratic ballot. Despite this, only one Democrat has ended their campaign, former State Assembly Majority Leader Ian Calderon. This is due to California's top two primary where the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, will be the only ones to advance to the general election. California has joined 24 other states in suing the Trump administration over its new round of global tariffs imposed last month. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said this lawsuit is about protecting everyday Americans from the harmful effects of unlawful tariffs. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Dairy Checkoff has unveiled Dairy Does More, a new national marketing communications platform to help grow demand by reshaping how consumers think about dairy foods. Developed by Dairy Management Inc., or DMI, the initiative brings to life the undeniably dairy brand in a contemporary way and reflects a long-term strategy to help strengthen dairy's role in modern lifestyles. Now, they say the creative tone is bold, fun, lighthearted, and informed, reinforcing dairy's role as both a trusted nutrition source and a joyful part of everyday life. The goal, they say, is to have consumers see dairy's familiar benefits paired with the unexpected, highlighting dairy's versatility, functionality, and emotional appeal while giving consumers new reasons to enjoy it throughout the entire day. And a key objective of Dairy Does More is to increase dairy use by adding new consumption occasions. Despite dairy's strong presence in U.S. diets, most consumers still fall short of the recommended 3 daily servings, and this goal carries strong appeal to farmers. To learn more about this new campaign and other Dairy Checkoff funded activities, visit DairyCheckoff.com.
When you buy from VSeth Cattle Company, you are buying cattle built for this region. Join them Monday, March 9th at the Glasgow Stockyards. They're selling primarily yearling and a handful of 18-month Red Angus bulls, plus over 150 females, including red, baldy, and even black replacement heifers and short-term cows. These cattle raise strong calves, rebreed on time, and maintain condition with minimal inputs. It's Monday, March 9th. Get the VSeth Cattle Co. catalog at ballyhooprinting.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org.
KBRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet, faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. When cows develop mastitis, inflammation of the udder, dairies often respond with immediate antibiotic treatment. That approach has long protected animal health and milk production. But research suggests treating every case the same may not always be necessary. Christian Bernal Cordoba, a veterinarian and graduate researcher at the University of California, Davis, said the discussion around antibiotics should focus less on cutting use and more on improving precision. Antibiotics themselves are not the problem, he said. The problem is how we use them. Rather than emphasizing reduction alone, Bernal Cordoba said that the producers should focus on optimizing antibiotic use by applying treatment when it provides a clear benefit. At the same time, reducing unnecessary treatments lowers drug costs on the farm, decreases discarded milk during withdrawal periods, and reduces time spent managing dairy hospital pens. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, then sunny on Friday. Upper 70s Sunday, mid-70s Monday, low 70s Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday, and 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Your friends at Opelo Vineyards invite you to their all-new Bud Break Barbecue, March 21st at their Paso Robles Winery Estate. Your ticket includes an epic multi-course menu, wine pairings, beautiful vineyard views, and music by Leslie and the Soul Shakers, all happening from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. What better way to kick off the spring season? This is the first of several flagship events coming up this year at Opelo. See the full calendar and get your barbecue tickets at opelo.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The job market cooled last month. The slump was not expected. The U.S. economy lost 92,000 jobs in February, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Also, revisions to December and January reveal 69,000 fewer jobs created than previously reported. Economists were expecting job creation of 59,000 last month, and the unemployment rate holding at 4.3%. Crude oil prices are higher again this morning. Energy Secretary Chris Wright sees crude oil and gas prices stabilizing in weeks in the worst-case scenario, not months. Wright tells Fox and Friends as soon as it's safe and reasonable to do so, ships will be escorted and energy will be moving again. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten. Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice. Indeed.
One thing's for sure, we're all just passing through. No, we're not gonna live forever, not me and you.
We're not.
But Lord, I've had a good time. Yes, Lord, I've had a good, good life. I've just got one say, this is all that matters anyway. Good friends, good whiskey, and
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? All right, Kenny's going somewhere, so Darsha's flying solo this afternoon. She'll be in the pilot seat 12:30 till 2 on your open mic Friday, and let's see here. Diane will be back. She told me that yesterday on the for the country store, so she better be. Okay. Chris. Oh, I got to turn this on.
Yes, sir.
So a juvenile bumps or crashes into a liquor store in the morning, takes off. They find it, and no, was not arrested or no charges?
Not arrested. As for charges, I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the gentleman that owns it, they're very nice people that own Appy's. Anybody that's been in there, the guy, I forget his name, but he's always just very, very pleasant. Have a good day. Thank you, et cetera, et cetera. Just really nice guy. And you know, he said he's going to, you know, insurance is, but maybe he's such a nice guy that he doesn't want to do it. I don't know the circumstances, but the kid needs to be taught a lesson. I don't want to pay the insurance on that, the premium that's going to get increased. Stop letting these kids off. All right, there you go. Okay. Now, I've got one for you, ladies and gentlemen. Dealing with companies. Here we go. I just happened to be in one of those moods yesterday where I guess I had nothing better to do. So I, as many of you know, for gosh, I don't know how many years now, been very reluctant to change some things. And this has to do with television. And this is DirecTV. Everybody, and literally, I mean, everybody that I've talked to on what they get and what they do, they pay less than Linda and I do. And you have all these outlets or whatever you want to call where you can get this, you can get that, Hulu or, and you know, the YouTube, you know, all that stuff. And that stuff just clogs up my brain too much. And anyway, so I decided yesterday, since I know some people have done this and it works, they would call their current cable company and say, you know, I'm thinking about leaving because of cost, and bang, bang, bingo, they get lower monthly. Well, I decided I was going to do it yesterday. So I called DirecTV. Now, on the bill, which I have in front of me, they don't have a customer service line. They have a payment number I could call, but they don't have a customer service. So, you know, I did a little searching and so forth, and I saw this number, and I called it. And boy, what a thrill of my life. Soon as it picked up, it said, "Congratulations, I am the winner of a prize." And this is those First Alert, I think they call them. You know, you have them around your collar or your neck. You know, you've seen the commercial, "Help me, I'm falling," and or "I fell," or something like that. So just for the heck of it, I pressed 1 to say, well, I got nothing better to do. I'm gonna do this. So I said, you know, they pick up the phone, and it was a live person. The live person said to me, before we get started, so we, you know, it could be polite, can I have your name? So I gave her my name, and I said, do you just need my address to send me the prize that I've won? She goes, well, I need to ask you some questions first. And I said, well, that's not part of the deal. And then I, you know, went on a little bit and I said, what are the questions? She goes, who's it for? And I thought, okay, well, I said, it's for the family here. It's for my wife. What is her medical condition? Well, right then and there, I said, that is none of your business. When I dialed, it said that I won this alert. Are you going to send it to me or not? Well, I need to ask more questions. I said, you're not getting any more personal information out of me. And then she went on and she said, what kind of medications does your wife take? And I said, young lady, I said, we are done with this phone conversation. And I hung up. So since I was the lucky one on that caller, when I called, I wanted to, you know, I guess it's kind of a vague threat to the cable company that, you know, I'm thinking about changing and et cetera, et cetera. So I called that same number, and guess what? I won again. I was another lucky phone caller. Imagine that. 15 minutes apart, and I'm another lucky phone caller. So this time, I was to win a cell phone absolutely free. Well, I just canceled out on that. I hit zero, you know, the operator, and somebody else came on. And Chris, this, and for the listeners, this was a scary part for me yesterday. It was an AI voice that I thought was real because the way they were phrasing and talking sounded just like we were having, you know, you were having a conversation with somebody face to face. It was not, shall I say, it didn't sound scripted because the person came on, again, the voice did not sound animated at all. And they went into it for a little bit. And then the moment I realized it, and then I said, could you hold on, please? And it kept going nonstop. And I even kind of got a little loud. I said, could you hold on, please? And it kept going, and boom, then I got done. So I got nothing accomplished yesterday other than I could have won a phone and a First Alert, and I had got nowhere with reducing my rate on my cable.
You sure you called the right number?
No, it was.
Huh.
It was.
Interesting.
Because I did, you know, at one point they, you know, because it said about canceling, and that's how I got to this AI voice. Regarding that. And then, you know, then I just said I'm done and got out of it and so forth and so on. So, and, you know, again, it's how far is it going to go? I mean, it was pretty freaky the way, and, you know, I guess I'll give credit to the people that are able to do this. But man, oh man, that was really, really something. So beware, folks, beware. All righty, let's see here. What else do we have going on? A bunch of stuff. By the way, is climate change, because this was the end of the show yesterday, is climate change good for us? Well, there are different sides, but crops and other plants grow better in the presence of high carbon dioxide levels, and they seem to be more drought tolerant. Well, would eating and being able to feed the 8 billion people in the world be significant and fairly important? I guess. And regarding climate, the world temperature in the last 100 years has risen 1.8 degrees and is expected to raise 1.4 degrees in the next 100. Your caller is nuts. We have plenty of time to adjust to any climate change. All right, thank you. And we did get one also yesterday from someone in Texas and said the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay, well, that's always an issue, climate. From global warming to climate change. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on the subject of climate change from your caller yesterday late in the show. I'll be as magnanimous as I can and generous towards him. I don't know if he's a true believer. This whole thing about climate change is a political scaremongering, because actually it's not climate change. There's variations in the climate, and that's they're using variations in the climate to scare people into windmills in the ocean and higher taxes, et cetera. The fact of the matter is, carbon dioxide is necessary for life, and it's dangerously low, honestly. If it gets too low, we lose plant life, and we lose life, period. It's kind of amazing. It's just fear-mongering in politics. It's got nothing to do with science, and it's not pollution. I know he had said he kept referring to people polluting, and he never said CO2, but that's what he was implying. CO2 is not pollution. It's necessary for life. And prior to the Industrial Revolution, it was dangerously low, if you ask me. And we also know that CO2, in the past, during the Ice Age, was extremely high, much higher than it is now, much higher concentration. So it doesn't dictate the climate. They tell you it's the thermostat, and that's just not true. There's no science involved with it. It's hyperbole meant to scare people into paying taxes and giving more power to the politicians. Nothing more than that.
Well, there's, you know, obviously evidence that the colder conditions, you know, when we had colder conditions in this in the world, more species disappeared. And although in a severe hot climate, there can be, maybe raises a rise in diseases and so forth. But overall, if you can get more food to feed more people as we have more people in this world, that's a positive. And the other thing I was going to ask, and I always forget this, the volcanoes, and I don't know how many are active right now around the world, maybe 6 or 7, I think. They have a huge impact on climate, and we don't seem to mention that often.
No, you're right. And what we do, it's frustrating because I'm going to be generous towards him. I don't know if he's been manipulated into believing what he's believing, or if he's a political hack and knows what he's doing. The nature, it rules what our climate is, and there's natural variability. And the fact of the matter is, our climate is extremely stable. It's quite frankly a miracle, as stable as it is. And we're not sending it spiraling out of control by driving our cars and burning oil. Should we be good stewards of it? Not waste energy? Of course. Are there things that we should do potentially to produce electricity other than burning natural gas, although that's a good alternative at this time? Fission's a good alternative. Windmills in the ocean, because of climate change, are not a good idea. they're devastating to the environment and the animals there, and yet that's why we're putting windmills out in the ocean, is because of quote unquote climate change. It's utter nonsense. It's a political tool. It's a manipulative political tool for those in power.
Well, if you remember a couple of years ago, there was a combination of a video and just information regarding the amount of energy it takes to, I'll just say, make an EV vehicle. And it's quite significantly more, it takes significantly more energy to do that than your basic gas-powered car. And the impacts on the environment as well. Now, people will say, well, that's worth it because the environmental impact on an electric car versus a gasoline car it kind of cancels that out. But it doesn't cancel out the fact that you're, for people like that, you're tearing up land.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the solar panels and the wind generators. They're a very poor method of generating power. We don't have a grid to sustain electrical vehicles. And of course, the rest of the story is there's multiple reasons for the politicians to push electrical vehicles. They use the imprimatur of climate change and you're being a good steward by buying an electric car. The fact of the matter is they can control you with an electric car, for one thing, multiple ways. You can actually turn those cars off if you choose to. That's happened already. The other thing is they know where you're going. That's another thing. They also can limit the amount of electricity produced, which they're doing. This state is running on a knife's edge in terms of electrical power, and putting windmills in the ocean is not going to fix it. It just isn't.
Well, I have just gotten to the point where very seldom will I believe anything that comes out of the government's mouth. Because particularly in the last 15, 20 years, there's manipulation behind it. I don't see much sincerity or truthfulness in it. You know, why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Well, when we look at control and we look at things such as the COVID nonsense, and we look at little things within our own communities on how government keeps trying to rein us in with laws and et cetera, you know, all these things, I just don't trust them. For the motives. Yeah. You know, for them standing out there, we're going to be good this and good that and good that. You ain't selling it to me.
No, and who's benefiting from all these windmills and solar panels? It's people like Warren Buffett, big business, getting subsidies, making big money off of this from the government. It's not come about organically, shall we say, all the solar panels and wind turbines. It's been government mandates and government subsidies, and that benefits the politicians and the big wheels in corporate America. It doesn't help the little guy. You know, if you want to put solar panels on your house, that's great. I think it's not at that application. I think it's actually not a bad idea, but industrial power generation through solar panels and wind generators is terrible for the environment, very costly. To say the least, we should be trying to produce energy in a cheap manner, not an expensive manner. It hurts the little guy. The big guys are making out here, and that's where the politicians come in because it greases their pockets. They get campaign donations from the big corporations, and that's who's benefiting from all this. It's not. And then we have the little guys, like the guy that called yesterday. He thinks he's helping the environment by doing this, and it's nonsense. The climate's going to do what it's going to do no matter what. We can't change it. The idea that we can change the climate or we're having a large impact on it is patently absurd. Absolutely absurd.
You know, one of the things that I seldom hear in climate is just the basic, the orbit.
Yep.
And how that changes, and it has a huge impact on climate.
Yeah, Yeah, the variations in the climate come from, so we have a tilt of 23.5 degrees or thereabouts, and that actual tilt of the Earth wobbles just a little bit. And you change the tilt of the Earth just a tiny bit, a fraction of a degree, and that has a huge impact on the climate, dramatic impact. That has more than anything else to do with our climate. That and, of course, the variability of the sun, which is not variable. It's actually quite consistent compared to all other stars. So it's out of our control. I'm sorry. You're not going to fix it by putting wind turbines in the ocean. That doesn't fix the climate. We're not ruining the climate, and we're not able to change the climate. We're not able to adjust the temperature. You hear these politicians about limiting it to 1 degree. That's utter nonsense. Utter nonsense. Anybody that believes that's being duped, I'm sorry.
Well, politicians know that Americans get duped.
Yep.
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 All right,
absolutely.
Sir. Thank you.
All right, you bet.
Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just real quick, I know you got to go, but you are so lucky. I would have Chris call and see if he's just as lucky as you are. Anyway.
Oh.
just real quick on the climate change. I would recommend that your listeners go to YouTube and look up Space Weather News. And I sometimes send those things to you about the solar flares and eruptions and stuff like that. It's very, not only fascinating and eye-opening, but it gives you a different perspective on global warming and global weather changes.
Are you doing your part, sir?
Yes, I am. I recycle. I make sure that I compost all my leaves, and I only eat vegetables, no meat. And I'm lying.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because on something I came across this morning, it said one way to combat climate change was to don't eat meat.
Yeah, again, the methane. It's the methane that's really the bad thing, you know. But, again, if you look into it, like your caller just said, it's all about money. It's all about fear. It's all about control. They're wonderful concepts. The reality is, I mean, every time, look at Starlink. How many times that rocket's been lifted off in Florida and California, and how many times it's punched a hole in the ozone, which is not a good thing, they said years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
anyway,
it's that phrase that I love so much, good intentions.
I love good intentions.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The road to hell is paved.
All right. Thanks so much. Got to hit it right here.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The city of San Luis Obispo is cracking down even further on large street parties leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day. Over the past several years, increasing dangerous and destructive street partying has occurred in San Luis Obispo neighborhoods with Cal Poly, the city says. The university will be holding an on-campus event to draw crowds away from neighborhoods. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn in collaboration with private landowners and other agencies starting today at about 10 a.m. The burn will go through about 8 to 10 acres of accumulated vegetation 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The Israeli Air Force continuing to pummel Tehran on this, the sixth day of fighting. CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper said the military is achieving the president's goal to raise or level the Islamic Republic's defenses.
So we're not just hitting what they have, we're destroying their ability to rebuild.
And so as we transition to the next phase of this operation, we will systemically dismantle Iran's missile production capability for the future, and that's absolutely in progress.
UK police have arrested four people in a counterterrorism policing operation, those arrested of Iranian descent. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez announcing he won't seek re-election after admitting an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. He had been facing a runoff election against Republican Brandon Herrera, who declared victory on Thursday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
It's 9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Time for sports. And it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
Two of the best in the NBA matched up, the Spurs and the Pistons. Victor Wembanyama put on a show. 38 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 blocks as San Antonio beat Detroit 121-106. The Warriors beat the Rockets in overtime 115-113. Brandon Przemski led the Warriors in scoring with 26 points. Cooper Flagg returned to the Mavericks lineup, but Orlando beat Dallas 115-114. The Nuggets beat the Lakers 120-113. Nikola Jokic with a 38-point, 12-rebound, 13-assist triple-double. Luka Doncic finishing with 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Minnesota got its 40th win of the year, beating the Raptors 115-107. Rudy Gobert with an 18-point, 12-rebound, 3-block double-double. In the NFL, the Bears released linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. The Rams agreed to a 2-year extension with tight end Tyler Higbee, and the Texans extend defensive end Danielle Hunter for 1 year, $40 million.
Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Plentiful sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Low to mid 70s for you Saturday, so lots of sunshine. Enjoy that. And Sunday will get a little warmer, upper 70s. Mid 70s Monday, low 70s Tuesday. Back to upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 627 a.m., 603 p.m. We're at 33. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, and do remember and remember it well, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and they've got apparel for you as well. All right, as we check in to see what beasts may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, and here it is. It's written right here. This is totally random. While working outside last night, a white dove kept flying towards me and landing. It let it grab me. I am currently in possession of it. Anybody missing it, reach out to me. It's north of town here. A dove. 805-801-7076. 805-801-7076 for my dove. All right, if you lose one or find one, as we say, winged or webbed, two-footer or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Visit Uncle Ed's, TascaderoGunShop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. All right, Friday I play a little bit of a tease of a song. Call in if you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song. Go for it. Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure your question does not sound like a question, meaning the inflection. Here we go. Oh, come on, this ought to be easy. Pretty darn good song. It's a long intro. Yep. Boom.
I've heard this one before. I just don't know what it's called.
Well, you ain't winning anyway. Don't worry about
it. That's all right.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Manic Monday.
Manic Monday by the Bangles. Do you know who wrote that song?
I was trying to think that, no.
It was Prince.
Oh, wow.
And this song went to number two, and it was kept out of number one by Prince himself. May I have your name, please?
Oh, sure. It's Kay Dick.
Oh, hey, Kay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Here we go. We got to get the song in. Thanks so much.
Okay, sure.
1980, well, released in 85, number two, written by Prince, the Bengals. Big hit for them. So Prince wrote Manic Monday in 1984 and recorded it as a duel for another band, but he eventually pulled the song. 2 years later, he offered the single to the Bengals under the name of Christopher, and that was a character he played in a film in 1986, Under the Cherry Moon. So there you have it, and obviously the Bengals. But the song that kept it from being number one, as I mentioned, was Prince's song Kiss. So... anyway, it did very well all around the world, and the Bengals from 85.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Daylight saving time is set to begin this Sunday, March 8th at 2 a.m. The official hour set forward by clocks will instantly become 3 a.m. Sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, equaling more light in the evening hours and later sunrise in the morning. Pass Rebels High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser dinner is coming next Saturday at the Pass Rebels Event Center, the 14th. The fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, and FFA students as the waiting staff. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I know it has the same, well, not the same name, but Monday in it. But the song is has, according to critics, comparisons with the Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday. Two more to go. This hour brought to you by Berlauger Excavation. Remember, they specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development, and they've been doing that for 28 years.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.